Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, it has just been Cancer Awareness Day, and we needed to understand what is going on in research, what is going on in terms of people taking care of themselves. I was chatting to a doctor over the weekend, and she was saying to me one of the big concerns that they've had is that people, because of COVID, it's sort of been the only show in town, which meant that people weren't going for regular checkups. They weren't necessarily accessing their health care professionals when they needed, and that is a big worry for them. Dr. Kuchato Motumi is head of market access and public policy at Roche Pharmaceuticals South Africa, joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So have you noticed that? I mean, this was obviously anecdotal. I was just chatting to a doctor over the weekend, and her concern was in the area of cancer, people checking up on their illness or looking into things that they needed to look into. COVID has kind of pushed everything aside. Is this your experience as well?
Unfortunately, that's very true, Howard. In fact, we did actually run a survey last year, and we found there was about a 15% depression in the number of patients that we were expecting would be presenting to the hospital. We asked physicians, we asked the hospital, especially for chronic illnesses, there's around 10 to 15% decline in the number that they would be expecting based on how the disease itself is presenting. And the fear now, of course, is once, you know, the whole COVID thing sort of dies down, will there be people now who are being seen a bit too late? Because for all chronic illnesses, be it cancer, be it diabetes, the earlier you catch the disease and the earlier you manage it, the better the outcome will be for the patient.
Yeah, one of the comments was that in terms of specifically in breast cancer, for example, that they were unfortunately finding cases much later than they might have in the past. And that, of course,
that's
presents
true.
A significant problem.
It really does. And so drives like these where we try to raise awareness are going to become even more important because, as you can imagine, if you had a fear of, you know, catching COVID in the hospital, there's no way you'd be going to a doctor in case you might have something happening. So there's a lot more mammograms that were not done, a lot more ultrasounds that people didn't do. And even the whole self-examination, people were so worried about their cough, never mind the other parts of their body and, you know, trying to see if they're otherwise not feeling well. And every time anyone is sick, they get asked first if it's COVID. It's like the other diseases just don't exist anymore.
I would also imagine that going for a mammogram or going for a whatever it is that you would need is not a particularly pleasant experience. So any excuse to not go for it, well, you know, it's dangerous, I don't want to go to the hospital.
I mean, a very valid excuse. Like, you don't want to expose yourself to COVID. You don't want to be in, you know, hospitals and clinics. And so it was a very valid excuse that people were just not presenting. And especially if you didn't feel that sick. Some of these chronic diseases, they take years to present. If you're not feeling that sick, you won't seek medical help because why? I mean, I'm doing just fine. It is some of the reasons people use for why they're not seeking help.
Yeah. So how do we change that? How do we get people back into routines, going to your dermatologist, women going for mammograms? How do we get back into that routine now? Because it really is so important to start doing that.
So I think the best we can do, actually, is to train people on what to look for in their body. If something feels wrong, have someone who's a professional have a look at it. You can do, you know, the general public education about any preventative disease. If you think you've seen symptoms, look out for these things. The best other thing is to equip even the primary care health seekers, because at least in the public sector, even in primary care, I mean, so the nurse are still seeing some patients, the clinic are still seeing some patients. So what you want to do really is increase their knowledge so that if they see something that just doesn't look normal, they have a higher index of suspicion, we call it, so that they're able to refer upward. And what you really need is to also strengthen these primary health care systems in the very communities that people are living in, because they're bound to be talking to someone. It may not be a doctor, but they're talking to a primary health care giver on some level. If you strengthen those relationships, it's easier then to ask those people to refer. And as well as if we work on the social and economic factors that can affect people's health negatively, those things tend to have a compound effect.
Yeah, what's fascinating is last week we also had a discussion with a professor around malaria. And what she was saying is because malaria also presents as maybe flu-like symptoms, even doctors are not thinking of it. And the problem is that it's not just the layperson, but it's also medical professionals who have also been so conditioned to only think of COVID that some of the other things that we should be looking at and asking, like, have you been to a malaria area, for example, need to be asked and followed up on. But it's become so overwhelmingly singularly focused that isn't happening at the moment.
That is very true. And I think for me, this is what highlights the importance of things like World Cancer Day. Because what you want is not only just to educate the doctors who may be seeing this, but you also want to educate the public about the signs and symptoms to ensure that they're advocating. Because if I don't feel well, you know, you spend, 15, 20 minutes with a doctor? You spend 24 hours of the day with yourself. If you can see something is definitely wrong, I don't feel the way I used to feel. It should be up to you to advocate for yourself or any child you're looking after or anyone in your family that you're looking after to say, this bears looking at. This is not normal. This has not been happening before to this person. It's new.
What's interesting is your message is very, very clearly telling people, I think, to take responsibility for their own health. It's your body. You live with yourself for 24 hours. You're the one who's going to deal with whatever you need to. You need to be in control of this up to a point. Control means just making sure that you're aware of these things so that you can do something about it.
Absolutely. And you know, we need to close these gaps because patients need to remember you're not alone. And you need to, you know, other people have to make efforts. I always used to say to my patients when I was in clinical practice, if you've come to my room and you've left without an answer to what do you think is wrong with you, then I haven't done my job. So our quest is always for the patients to, yes, listen to the doctor, but advocate for yourself as well. If you really genuinely think something is wrong, please tell someone, make sure they're actually looking, they're doing investigations, and they are, even if it's that, relaying your fears and making sure there's nothing that should be picked up. Because the biggest problem with these chronic diseases is the chain of things that are wrong. Not only is it societal things, it's your level of education, your level of income, of how much you'll be able to seek help, where you are based, whether you think this doesn't happen in this ethnic group or not, and other factors. So you need to go through all those factors and then get to the diagnosis and then get the appropriate treatment. So my quest is always to ask patients to really, if you're worried, if you think something is wrong, seek help.
Absolutely, absolutely right. And finally, I think I'm concerned that it's the fear factor that stops many of us from doing that because we almost don't want to. We'd rather pretend it's not there than have to deal with something.
That is very true. But I think the thing to also remember is that you really are not alone, right? Because a lot of these, especially when that patient receives a cancer diagnosis, it's a fearful thing. There's sadness, the loss of control. And these feelings tend to be exacerbated by, you know, feeling like, well, I'm not going to have the life that I had before. But the thing to remember is the earlier you catch a disease, the earlier your options are discovered and the more options you in fact have, the earlier the disease is discovered.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you get to take back some of that control because then you have more options. And
absolutely.
Then
so the sooner you do it, the
open up a bit more.
Right. In fact, that's quite ironic because the later you leave it, the less control ultimately that you have. That's unfortunately all we have at time for. Dr. Kuchatso Matumi, head of marketing access and public policy for Roche Pharmaceuticals South Africa, raising very, very important issues and concerns around cancer awareness.